This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni won a decisive re-election victory Saturday, but his main rival Bobi Wine has alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the result. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Uganda's Electoral Commission said Saturday President Yoweri Museveni won a sixth term. Supporters took to the streets to celebrate, but officials are still struggling to explain how polling results were compiled amid an internet blackout. Challenger Bobi Wine, a singer-turned-lawmaker, calls the results fraudulent. He's holed up in his home, fearful for his life, but spoke publicly Friday.
We have certainly won this election, and we've won it by far. General Museveni and his small clique of oppressors are trying yet again to impose themselves on the people of Uganda.
But Museveni says not so.
This may turn out to be the most cheating-free election since 1962.
The top U.S. diplomat to Africa calls the election fundamentally flawed. I'm Julie Walker.
President-elect Joe Biden is filling out his State Department team with a group of former career diplomats and veterans of the Obama administration. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Wendy Sherman is the pick for Deputy Secretary of State, while Victoria Nuland is slotted to be Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. Those are the second and third highest-ranking posts at the State Department. Sherman led the Obama administration's negotiations leading to the Iran nuclear deal and was also involved in talks with North Korea during President Bill Clinton's second term. Nuland served as an Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs during the Ukraine crisis. Biden says the team, with Anthony Blinken as Secretary of State, embodies his core belief that America is strongest when it works with its allies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more.